Okay, we're learning today Daf Chav Beis and Beis. Omar, we're learning over here 1, 2, 3 lines after it gets wide. Okay, Daf Chav Beis, hold on. Okay, we go very, very fast. Okay, you got it? Omale Rav Papal Rabbi Imel Libriklal. Let's say that a Nazir, that a Kohen Gadol, says in the Pasuk Kedusha Paralo Yigadelu. It says by the Kohen Gadol. It says by the Kohen Gadol Paralo Yishalechu. Okay, this Pasuk is Vereshim Galichu Paralo Yishalechu. This pasuk vav over here is in Yecheska, okay, between the laws of the Kohen Gadol. So maybe when the pasuk says with pera lo yeshalechu, it means is that they should not allow their hair to grow at all. And meaning they should shave their hair every single day. Okay, they should not allow it to get to 30 days. We don't know if they get a haircut every 30 days. Every 30 days, a Kohen Hedi gets a haircut. No, maybe what it means is that they should get a haircut every 29 days, because once you get day 30, you're already called a pera. You have a pera, yeah. So they should not let their hair grow at all, meaning they should not allow it to get to 30, they should cut it before day 30. Amalei iksiv lo yishalechu pera, if the order would have been reversed, it would say, do not send forth pera, kid ka'amet. Ha shadachsivu pera, upera lo yishalechu, the Gemara makes a drasha, pera lehevi, you can have long hair, but shiluchei lo lishalchu, you can have a pera, you can have a 30-day hair, but you may not let it grow more than that. Marasakashi, that's the case. So the Marasakashi, how come Bisman Hazeh, we don't find Kohen being marked on this? Even Bisman Hazeh, we should not allow a Kohen to get, we should not allow a Kohen to have his hair grow long more than 30 days. You hear?
Yeah.
Marasakashi, Yachiyav, so Hashto Idanami, the Gemara says, Dumidiyayin. Getting a haircut is no worse than drinking wine. Do we allow Kohanim in our day and age to drink wine?
Yep.
Ma yayin bizman bi yehudiyasa, shlo bizman bi yashari, apirui roish bizman bi yasa, shlo bizman bi yashari. Only when it's a base hamigdash may you not drink wine. So too, haircuts only when there is a base hamigdash. The Marasakash, really, is this halacha is correct? Vi yayin shlo bizman bi yashari? Is a Kohen allowed to drink wine when there is no Beis Hamikdash? The Tanya bring the Brisa, Rabbi Omer, and I say, Kohen masun milushos yain leolam, that you're not allowed to drink wine. It's also avamoyeh shetekanosay kilkolosay. He holds that a Kohen is not allowed to drink wine because maybe any moment the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt and he will be needed to do the avoda. Okay, look at the Hilkat Rashi. Rashi says, Rabbi Omer, and it's right in the middle of the Rashi's. Even if you don't know when your mishmar, even if you don't know when your mishmar is, doesn't matter. Because there's going to be a shortage when there's going to be the rebuild by shlishta. For every single moment, any moment it can happen, there's going to be by shlishta. There's going to be an emergency called kohanim come forward, and therefore the person is drunk. He's not going to do the avoy. So if every kohen is on duty every single moment, not to drink wine. Avamoese, what could I do? Shetakonasim kilkolosan. Their takana is their kilkolos. I mean, churban habayish kilkolon, the churban which destroyed them. The irvev seder mashmiros. I mean, destroy the order of the mishmaros. Shoyi ois from yain bizman mishmaratim matim mishlobizam mishmaratim who tikkun achshav lishos yain leolam deloy chayish shem yibon nepesim. Okay, basically what we mean is that since the Beis Mishmar was destroyed, and therefore no one knows when it was a Beis HaMikdash, then you only can drink wine once in 24 weeks, because you know exactly when you're going to be called to the service. If there's a Beis HaMikdash, there's a Mishmar, so therefore
I can't drink is when I'm a Mishmar.
But now that there is no Beis HaMikdash, therefore there's a Kilkel, which means who knows
when the Beis HaMikdash is
going to
be built.
And there's going to be a shortage. So even if it's not your Mishmar, you're going to be called into the service. That is going to be a Takana, because even though technically you're right, but we're not Chayish. This is a very powerful Rashi of Gemara. Gemara, the Loi Chayish Shema Yibane Pisim. We're not Chayish that it's going to be rebuilt suddenly. Oh, but it says anima achakel b'chol yom sheyavai, chol yom sheyavai. So you see, there's a chiluk between what you mechake and what the reality is. Farish, Rav Pam said he doesn't think the base. He's not going to see Mashiach. Rav Pam said. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says he's not going to see Mashiach.
They said it.
They said, well, it's not coming in my lifetime. I know it.
Why?
They said they felt it. They said it's not going to come in my lifetime. Rav Pam said also it's not coming in my lifetime. Rav Pam said. I heard Rav Pam himself say it. I was in the shir. Pam said that it's not mistava. It's going to come in his lifetime. But one thing I can tell you, Rabbi Isai, he says, you see the kinderlach across the street? It's going to come in their lifetime. And Mimela, what am I telling this to you, Rabbi Isai? It's because you're the parents of those kinderlach. And Mimela, you are raising the Dor Shel Mashiach. Do you know the achrayis you have? Those children, they're going to be Makal Mashiach. You have to prepare them. You have to invest in them. Yir Shemayim, Torah, Avodah. you have to raise them that they should be roy to mekabel Mashiach. That's what he told them. That's what he told Mashiach. That's what he said. Every time you see a school bus and there's a stop sign, you see the stop sign, stop. Shtelzach. What are you seeing in front of you when it's the stop comes out? The red lights. I mean, Hashemayim, there are red lights and there's a stop on the bus. It's only for one purpose. To awaken this door. Stop. You know what's in this bus? The door of Shalom Mashiach. And you have to invest in them. They should be roy to Mikal Mashiach, and Mashiach should have nachas from them. Like the word? Yeah?
It's a pun, yeah?
Yeah, I said this over. I said this over at Tisha B'Av.
Yeah,
in front of about 10 people, some of them were sleeping. Others were probably on the smartphone, surfing the web, watching other... That's a chutzpah. You come to the program, and you watch on your smartphone a different program. Right? You watch, you come to my program, and you watch Phil Schachter. Come to the program. I'm holding the smartphone. What are you watching? I'm watching the official Shachter in Ar Yitzchak, Darshan, Darshan. So why you come here? We'll go there. Right? I guarantee you one thing. No one, official Shachter, is watching. that I know for sure. You're laughing, huh? You're laughing, yeah? You're rubbing in my tsar.
You're laughing, yeah. So it makes me laugh.
I can do whatever I want. You can't do it. That's the way the world goes, sonny boy. You can say about yourself whatever you want, but if someone else says even the mashu of what you say about yourself, finish, it's curtains. Vayetet. So Mar Sakasha, so the Mar says, Kilkolosim, like whom Bizman is it to kind of drink wine Bizman is Zekrabi, like Rebbe holds that Bizman is Zekrabi, Hanam are allowed to drink wine. Drink to your full. We need not worry the Mechlal, the Rabbanon Ashri, since only Rebbe says Rabbanon hold that Bizman is Zekrabi, you're not allowed to drink wine. Hossam, Hainatayim, Mehiri, Yibon, Mesim, Migdosh, Ubit, so what's the worst kasha? So why when it comes to here, why, when it comes to cutting your hair, a kohen is allowed to grow long hair, but according to the Rabbanon, a kohen bizman hazeh is not allowed to drink wine. So there is a very fundamental difference. Hasam behind them here, you want to make midrash be done. Kohen haroi lavoida v'leka, and there's no way, because if you're drunk, you're drunk. There's no way you can remove the drunkenness. So therefore, according to the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to drink wine in bizman hazeh. Period. V'leka hachinami be in a kohen haroi. In other words, that's the case. When it comes to cutting up your hair, you have the same problem. We need someone to go do the avodah, and he has long hair, so he's not ready. The more is it's not a kasha. Hachinami bino akayin haroi avodah v'leka. No, hach efsha de mistaper v'ayil. You can cut the hair in 10 seconds. Akayin, they need a kayin. You got a nazir, long hair. 10 seconds. Oh, that's the case. So someone who's drunk, we can. Who knows? We have techniques. We have techniques to get
him out. With tomato juice.
Tomato juice, that works. Hasam nami hasam nami efsha dinoyim porta. So the Morris says, go to sleep, take a nap for 20 minutes, and you're ready to go. The aisle, the yom ravacha derech mil v'sheina. If you travel, you go for a walk, take a hike. There, if you travel 1 mil, 18 minutes. If you walk 18 minutes, it takes me exactly 18 minutes from my home to Chaim Berlin. Exactly, but you 18 minutes. Rashmaim, a mil. I travel every day a mil to come to the Yeshiva Kadesha. Exactly a mil. Isn't that amazing? For Shena, in sleep, you take a little bit of a nap. Kol Shahu, a small amount. And the figin, esayayin, it causes the yayin to dilute. It causes the yayin to, the effect of wine to be removed. So therefore, there's a solution. Just like there's a solution to give a person haircut, you can give a solution. You give a solution in order to go take away the effect of the ayin. The Gemara is not a v'lavid mar lo. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua. Lo yishanu el lo sheshasa k'derevias. Avul yaisim k'derevias. Kol shekein de derech tirdasay. That's only when you drank less than revias. Then a nap or walking a mill will take away the effects of wine. But if a person drank more than revias, no. Then if he's going to take a walk or take a nap, it's going to make it even worse. And the sleep mishkarut will make you even more confused. So why taka? Don't we let a person judge from the revius? So the Gemara is telling over here that there's a takon. Taking here is a takana. a person is drinks a revius of yayin, there's also a takana. Take a nap, or you go walk a mill. So why don't we allow a person to drink bedavka or revius of yayin? No, the answer is, once you start, you can't stop. It's an addiction. The reason why we don't let you drink the revius where there is a takana is because we don't trust you. If you're going to give you a revius of yayin, what's going to happen?
A
little bit more. So you see that already Chazal understood the concept of addiction back then. See, this is a beautiful makar for the concept of addiction. Right. Rav Ashi Amar, another answer. Another answer. Maybe be a misyard. Maybe be a mess. We have techniques. In other words, like even if one is today, I'm sure today they have medicines, right? They have medicines. They have all different. I think they even have a pill. I once very recently have a pill, a new thing that came out now, that a hangover. If you get drunk, take a pill, takes away the hangover. It's a nayazach. Even though you have a technique, if let's say you don't take the pill and you do the avaida, it's mechulo, it's chul miazara. It's you have profaned the avaida. The mele, we do not let you do. We do not take any chance. But if a person goes into the base of Hamikdash and does not take a haircut, even though he did an avaira, but the avaida is not mechulo. It's a kosher carbon. The mele. That's why we only goes when it comes out. We not goes when it comes something else. So the following are chayv and misa. Bidei shamayim, pirui reish. Okay, anyone who lets his hair grow long, ushesuya yayin. So it says beferish to the zachiv misa bidei shamayim to do avoda when you have long hair or you have drunk wine. The Rambam now wants to suggest bishlam mitri yayin. The says yayin v'shecher al tisht, don't drink. Ata you uvanecha v'loy tomusim nadoi ela pirui reish minon. How do you know that pirui reish minon? How do you know that to let your hair grow long? How do we know that the zechiv misa bidei shamayim? The Gemara says the iskash shesuyayin lepriyosh. We have a hekesh. The sivreshem lo yigalechu, opera lo yishalechu, v'yayin lo yishtu. Ma shesuyayin b'misa apriyosh b'misa. And now the Gemara goes the next step. Umino. Let's go one step further. Ma shesuyayin dinachle avoida. If you do avoida when you are in a state of drunkenness, the avoida is mechulol. Let us suggest apriyosh dinachle avoida. The Gemara's koshia. It's a good question, but the Gemara does not hold here to Yufta. The Gemara is a very good question, but it's not a to Yufta. So the bottom line over here is the Gemara's answer remains. The answer over here is when it comes to Yayin, the reason why it goes is because it's Mechel Avodah. When it comes to Pre-Rush, it's not Mechel Avodah. That's why the Chazal Da'at and Goyzer, and they let Koyhan and Mizvan HaZeh grow very long hair. So you see over here, murder Gemara, did you not have long hair? The Gemara is saying this, there's nothing wrong with having long hair. You can have a chop, very nice long hair. Right? Right. The only problem long hair is a coin. A coin do avoida, but even a coin does not exactly have a long hair. Only doing avoida, you have to have close hair. Right. Amalei Ravina Ravashi. Hi. Adloi also Yecheskel Man Amra. These psukim that tell us the halacha that a person who drinks wine is chayiv misa, and a person who may not have long hair is chayiv is the aser. It's only in Sefer Yecheskel. Until Yecheskel came along and told us the halacha, how do we know this? What kind of kash is that? There are so many halachas that are only found in Nach and not found in Sevil Tamech. Hard Yom Rav Chista Davazeh Mitoras Moish Rabbeinu Lo Yolamanu Ad Shabbo Yicheskel Olamanu Ben Kol Benecho Aro Leiv and Goy and Aro Leiv Yol Basa Lo Yavo El Migdashi Lishar Seni. So this means if you have a bris mila, if a Koyin does not have a bris mila, he's Nechor over here means he does a bris mila, he may not come into the Koyin. I'm sorry. Nechor means he's a Dozav Adozara. Rashi says, "Koyin shemisnaklu masav lov l'shavishmishavishamayim v'nisar libol oral basar shemesu ochem machmas mila." A koyin who is off the derech, okay, he worships idols, may not do avoda, and if he doesn't have a bris mila, may not do avoda. How he must alei b'yicheskel manamra elu gemar gemila. There's a halach l'mashem sinav yosi yicheskel ve'asmicha akra. Hachinam with regard to long hair and shesayin. Hachinam the gemar gemila yosi yicheskel ve'asmicha akra. The Gemara Sakasha in the parentheses, the Gamri Halach Misa, Lachul Bevo Yilo Gamri, is asking the Kasha in the parentheses that when the Halach Lemishutin says only when it comes to Avoida, Lemisa, Lachul, that we take a little bit of that. And always look at the parentheses, okay. My Kosaim Yich Simu Es Roshim, what does the Pasik mean when the Pasik says that you should cut your hair short? What is the deeper meaning of this Pasik? Tanik Min Tisperis Lo Linus. It's a certain type of haircut. The Kohen Gadol, a very unique type of haircut. What's haircut? My Tisperis Lo Linoyos. I'm like Yudah Meshmul Tisperto Yichida. It's a unique haircut. It's a haircut that is unique in nature. What does it mean? Achay Chidami Amar Vashli Reisha Shalzeh B'Tzad Ikari Shalzeh. What does this mean exactly? No one really knows what this means. Maybe Rabbi Belsky, he knew what this means. Shot what this means. Simply means is that each hair, if you were to bend it, it's just long enough, and if you were to bend it, it would come and it would touch the tip. Okay? So it means it's not too long and not too short. If it's too long, then there's excess. If it's too short, you can't bend it. It has to be just right. And every day, the kohen would get a haircut, and the barber would cut it exactly that length. Is that what it means? That's the simple interpretation, but I vaguely remember that there are other perushim what this means. They are very deep things, very deep understanding what this means. If we saw the kohen gadol, we would understand what this means. We do not know. This was lost, exactly what this means. Right in the Gemara, Amar Shalu as Rabbi Ezo, Tispara Shal kohen gadol, Amar Lem Tzur Ub, Mitispara Shal Ben El Osha. Who was Ben El Osha? He was Chassanay Shal Rabbi Hoya. He was the Eden from Rabbi. Can you imagine? He married Rabbi Melchizedek's daughter. He must have something very special to marry his son. Married his daughter, also this person, therefore, and he was very rich, and he took his money, and he went and he hired a barber to teach him how to make this haircut. Why was it so important to him? Beats me, Tanya. He did not waste his money. He wanted to teach the belt. He wanted there should be a digging in the belt. What it means that the spirit shall come God. Why? Why is it so important? I have no idea, but obviously it was important, and this is a mystery. Hajj Allah can get, may we come back, may the Kangal come back. It's a beautiful bracha, the Eric ends, this is what I'm sure would say as a Zlach. Abish gave us Matanu, we will sign the Eric, and Hajj Allah can get, may the Kangal be restored. May the Kangal, the last Kangal in the history of Taisha was Rabbi Shmuel, Kangal. He was the last Kangal. Who was the first Kangal? Aaron Akain. Who was the last Kangal? Rabbi Shmuel Kangal. Aaron had two sons. Where do they go? Lefnai v'lefnim. Rabbi Shmuel had two children, the Ben Ubas. Where do they go? They went Lefnai v'lefnim. Aaron's sons went Lefnai v'lefnim where? In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, a place of Gilui. Where did Ben Ubas Rabbi Shmuel go? Lefnai v'lefnim hest upon him. V'enochi haster aster ponai. Afilu b'hastar shebsech hastara. Chazal say you have to cry for another Aviyu. You have to cry for another Aviyu. Allah has come. You have to cry for the Ben Ubas Rabbi Shmuel. He was the Erech Kohen Gadol, the last Kohen Gadol. The Gilui has to upon him. Yeah? You don't appreciate what I'm telling you.
Kabbalah.
Okay, right. Dine Mimonis Vishloisha. Dine Mimonis Vishloisha. What does this mean? Yeah, it has to be done by three. Who's the three? The three. Three what? So the Gemara Nahamina thinks means three Bati Dinim. Three Bati Dinim. You have to have
three. Why would it be three?
What's the Kasha? Three Bati Dinim. It's the most Hamina. Three Bati Dinim. Let's see. Nine judges. One baldin selects one bezdin, and the other baldin selects the second bezdin, and then together, and they select the third bezdin. They have a total of three, but they collaborate three courts, nine judges to judge the case of the Mimonis. Who says it's the Remeir? No, the third bezdin is selected by the first two batidinim. Each of the litigants can say, I don't like your judge. I don't like what he looks like. He looks like someone who reminds me of someone that I know. I don't like him. I don't want him.
What are these guys that you...
Zeb, Paisel, you're dying. He has a smartphone. He has a smartphone. Mimela, I will not allow him to serve in my court. Anyone who has a smartphone is an Apikaris, is a Russia.
He's one of these guys?
What?
He's one of these guys? That you texted me? These are all the Klippas.
Don't show this to anyone.
This is one of the Klippas. These are the Klippas, right? This is the one who got the bracha? This is the Masada Kedusha?
Fighter. Zeh Paisel. Don't show this to anyone. I'll be blacklisted.
Blacklisted.
This is very good compared to what some people send out.
This is nothing. Well, that guy, they locked up. Remember him? The guy used to say all those bad things about everybody. Cool. You guy that used to read all that blog that used to read all the time. Chatzkel, whatever the guy is. Devere Meir. The Chalmayim.
Okay, right. So Zeh Paisel, Dayanu Shazem, Zeh Paisel, Dayanu Shazem.
Chalmayim.
You only can disqualify.
Chalmayim, Shnei Dayanu Baron. Did you do Chacham?
I did already. You're not paying attention. You see, you're going to sleep. Chacham says, Shnei Doyenim Boyim Lachem Oynechad. There are two Doyenim.
Oh, so the Chacham don't hold you get three Bati Dinim?
No, there are. The question is, you do. The first two courts are selected by the two litigants. The question is, who selects the third court? According to the Rabbi Meir, says that the third court is selected by the litigants. According to the Chachamim, the third court is selected by the Bati Dinim, the first two Bati Dinim themselves. Good. Now, ze poisel dayanish al ze, ze poisel dayanish al ze, divrei Rebbe Meir. Each one can, each one on their own can disqualify their dayan. You can't disqualify your dayan. You just can't go off the bat and say, I don't like your judge. He's out. You have to have a good excuse. He's a relative, or he is puzzled. He is a gambler. He is a gambler, or he has problems. Or let's say they're experts, MP Bezdin. In other words, Bezdin over here has they're accepted. Eino yachol lepoisim, you cannot disqualify these judges. Next, ze poisel edov shal ze, ze poisel edov shal ze. The Rameir says, if I don't like your witnesses, I can say I don't like them. I don't like them. The more we're going to discuss this, what this means. Vachem chamon say, emosa, you can't just go disqualify witnesses. Emosa bezman shemevi aleim raya shein klem upsul. Avalim ho yukshem, let's say they have a good reputation. Let's say the witness is a fine, outstanding member of society. Not like me. But the witness is a fine, outstanding member of society. You just can't go knock him
like,
off. You can't knock him off.
I don't want to say like who.
In the Yechol HaPaisan. The Marzakasha, my, you know, talk